All God's children said, Amen. I want to thank those people who have stepped in and are helping, and some of them don't get a lot of notice. I appreciate Donna and James for doing this time now that we are, and Dan when he's back there, that we've kind of changed up our order of worship a little bit so that we can accommodate our children and Miss Wanda and to prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. This week, there's been a lot going on. It's been a busy time of having to be away, doing a lot of learning, a lot of listening to, and a lot of sitting and listening to them, and a lot of activity. And this morning when one of the praises went by, Mr. Curtis almost said glory. Yesterday in our workshop, and it's what we've been doing for 2 days, every time you have you're supposed to have glory sightings, and those are blessings. So every time you see something that was a blessing, instead of saying amen, you said glory. And everybody said glory together. So so it's just been a great time. And this week of the passages that have been a part of the lectionary reading this week, I could have read the one from Samuel about Hannah, but every year when that comes up, I've done the story of Hannah and the birth of Samuel. And there's been so much, and this week with that it led to also the birth of our Christ, but also the sacrifice that He made in His life. And worthy is that Lamb that comes, and the all-sufficient sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 11 through verse 18, we hear these words. And every priest stands day after day at his service, offering again and again the same sacrifices that can never take away sin. But when Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, He sat down at the right hand of God, and since then has been waiting until His enemies would be made a footstool for His feet. For by a single offering He has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us, for after saying, "This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." He also adds, "I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness of sins, there is no longer an offering for sin." This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let